This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dr. Anthony Fauci said just moments ago the COVID-19 infections appear to be plateauing in this country, and hopefully, he says, they will come down. He says it's important not to get complacent, though, because the variant from the UK is circulating in the US, and it transmits more easily. It's in more than 20 states now. President Biden is hoping to stem the spread of COVID-19 by restoring restrictions on travelers from the UK, Ireland, most of Europe, and Brazil. This would not apply to U.S. citizens. Tonight, the House will carry the impeachment charge against former President Trump to the Senate, but there are signs that more and more Republican senators will oppose the impeachment proceeding.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk carrying the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
We are learning about chilling threats against some lawmakers. The AP's Julie Walker.
Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of Congress as the second impeachment trial of former President Trump nears. An official told the Associated Press the threats include chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside the U.S. Capitol, and that armed protesters could return to try to repeat what happened earlier this month when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol.
This is AP News. Super Bowl 55 will be the Buccaneers and the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs are bidding to become the first NFL team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since New England, after they disposed of Buffalo in the AFC Championship game 38-24. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 325 yards and three touchdowns.
The job's not finished. When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again, and we're trying to run it back, and we mean that, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and play against a great football team and try to do that.
After spotting the Bills a 9-0 first quarter lead, the Chiefs took command with 21 points in the second quarter. The Chiefs will play Tampa Bay in Super Bowl 55. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
A new report says COVID-19 killed four times as many jobs last year as were lost during the worst part of the financial crash in 2009. The report from the UN. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.